And welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. What happens when your gauge is not performing properly? I spoke with George Schutz, Director of Precision Gauges at Mar Federal in Providence, Rhode Island, providers of a complete range of production dimensional measuring technology, to discuss 5 steps to complete your measurement process. He begins by discussing why the measurement process is more than just a gauge.
Well, when a gauging system isn't performing like one expected, you probably hear something about the gauge being the problem. And really, the gauge is only a small part of the whole measuring process. And I like to think of it as 5 different steps to complete a whole measuring process.
Take me through that first step of the 5 separate steps.
I like to use an acronym for the 5 steps, and the acronym is SWIPE. And the acronym stands for the standard, the workpiece, the instrument, the people, and the environment. So the standard is the master, the thing that you set the gauge against to set it to zero. If it's a gauging system or if it's a direct measuring system, the master is built into it. And you know, like on a caliper or something, and it has the scale built into it. And that's a reference for making your parts. So if the master is not right, it's either not been calibrated recently, or it's dirty, or there's nicks or rust on it, well, that's going to affect the measurement that you're going to be making.
Go ahead and take me through. Let's go through the next 2 steps.
W is the workpiece, and the workpiece, it has the same characteristics of the master usually. You want it to be clean. You might try to have it to be the same material as the master and the gauge. You know, if it's a steel part, well, it's easier to have a steel master and a steel gauge. Free of rust, deburred. You don't want it to have a different temperature than you're measuring in the environment. And, you know, as tolerances become tighter and tighter, well, if there's any form errors in the part or the surface finish is very rough, that can affect the measuring process also. So the next part is the one that people think about, the instrument or the gauge itself. And the gauge should be sound mechanically. I mean, it should be a large mass. It should be stable. You want it to be repeatable. You want to look for any loose contact points or loose joints in the gauge. Very often, an instrument is made to a standard. A standard being that, you know, it has to have this size contact, this gauging force, and so forth. It makes it easier for when a gauge is made to a standard for people measuring parts in different locations to get all the same result. If one person is measuring a part with one gauge, and for an air gauge, for example, and another person is measuring a gauge with some type of contact measuring tool, then there's a chance that they won't be getting the same results. So again, it's all part of this measuring process. The next part is the people themselves, the people that are measuring the part. Whether it be on a shop floor or measurement center somewhere, the people are ones who have to take some pride in making that measurement. So they should know when something's not right with the process to make it over. They really should be almost like a perfectionist to have some concern whether the process is going right, and they have to have a little bit of sense of humor to go along with that, to know if they didn't do something right, they can shrug it off and say, I have to get this right and make the measurement over again. So, and of course, you know, they have to be trained about making the process, to know how to hold the gauge properly, make sure that it's clean and wiped down and it's functioning properly. And then the last part of the 5 steps is the environment. And the environment is probably the biggest part of the whole process, because it's really what sets up the other 4 steps. If the environment is dirty and oily, well, that's going to certainly influence the measurement. If there's lots of temperature variations, if the gauge is sitting next to a garage door and the garage door is going up and down, well, that's going to change the temperature of the gauge, and that's going to cause some issues. Then we know that material changes size with temperature. If there's dirt on the gauge, that's going to cause a little gum of material on the gauge, which is going to be something that's going to be measured. So the environment is probably the most important one. So as we, whenever I get a comment from a customer or somebody using a gauge, whether it be our gauges or anybody else's, and it's not performing properly, they think of the gauge, but really I think the gauge is about 20% of this whole process. And generally, as we work through the whole measuring process with the customer, we find that, well, the gauge is performing right, but there's some outside influence that needs to be taken care of.
That concludes our QCAST interview. For more information on Mar Federal and the company's metrology solutions, visit www.marfederal.com. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com.